Complete, complete, complete in Him. I'm complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. I am complete. Sing it loud again. Complete, complete, complete. Hallelujah. Praise, complete, hallelujah.
John.
It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. Oh, I'm complete. Oh, yes, complete. Praise. Hallelujah. Praise, complete. Hallelujah.
John.
Send that fire. The Holy Ghost fire. Send that fire again. Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Send the fire.
Where's
fire burning in my soul? Holy Ghost of fire. Pentecost of fire. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Holy Ghost on fire. It's on fire. Fire. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, I am complete. Complete. I am complete in Him. Complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we sit down tonight, there are 7 prayers I want you to pray. And I want you to pray these prayers from your heart. Pray like a man or woman from another world, believing the Lord for a mighty touch of His power upon your life today. How many of you believe you are here for an encounter? And you shall meet the God of breakthroughs today in the name of Jesus. My destiny. Can you shout it loud and clear? Alas! Disgraced satanic arm robbers. Can you shout that loud and clear? Aha! There is somebody who needs to shout this louder than anyone else. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare it. That's right. Masapotende kaya boshanda rabaraba. In Jesus' name we pray. That's right. Say, powers defiling me at night. Don't joke with these prayers, beloved. Can I hear you shouting it loud and clear? Yeah! In the name of Jesus, Just be with us fast. Bakapapetidakayaboshanda. Yes, thou power of God. Move. Masikayaboshenderabokonta. In Jesus' name we pray. Every dragon appointed over my finances. Can you say this loud and clear? There, in the name of Jesus, deal with the dragons. Makapo senteke yabo shendera bokontera basanda yaba. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this loud and clear. This number four says, strong room in the belly of the earth, locking up my blessings. Can you say that loud and clear? Is that the loudest who can shout this prayer? Break! In the name of Jesus, deal with the strong rooms. Something is up over there. Deal with the strong rooms. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every power assigned against my moving forward, I bury you now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it loud and clear. Bury them now. Basente kaya boshendera bokopola karabo santa yaba. Deribo kosoponde kaya boshendera bakaya bosanda. In Jesus' name we pray. The two prayer points are the slaves that I want you to pray. It is important that you pray with an enough is enough spirit. Immediately we open our mouth and begin to pray these prayers. There will be chaos in the kingdom of darkness that will release the people of God into their mighty breakthroughs. Say this with holy anger. Associate yourselves. Domestic witchcraft. You shall be scattered in the name of Jesus. Scatter them. That's right. They shall be scattered. In Jesus' name we pray. So every power assigned to bury my glory, your time is up. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Open your mouth loud and clear. Basanta kaya boshendera bokopola baraba. In Jesus' name we pray. We still have to do that prayer again. If you are that person here, one night you were in your bed and you woke up in the middle of the night to find a strange creature by your bed who disappeared. You saw the creature, but by the time you are wide awake, it disappeared. That creature had done a terrible thing to your life. That person, you are here, just find a way to the altar and be on your knees. And then pray this prayer with all your strength. If you pray this prayer and you lose your voice and what they have planted into your body departs, you have made a wonderful bargain here tonight. You need to pray with holy anger. Every power has time to bury my glory. Your time is up. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Now power will begin to move. You the dragon from the village, the serpent from the place of birth, out. Out, 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 out. Masika Shembera Bosanta. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now. Many things are losing their hold. Yes, that sister over there. The spirit of your mother that has entered into you, that is controlling your destiny, coming out now. Ouch! Be released, be released, be released, be released, be released now! The strong man from the grave, assigned against that person over there, loose your hold now! In the name of Jesus! That's right. Thank you, Jesus. That incision on your body that has been inviting spirits to torment you, I rub it off by the blood of Jesus. I rub it off. 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 I rub it off by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, lay your hands upon this, your children here. Every satanic follow power, I bury them alive. You shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus. Now listen. Any power that does not want to give you peace, I bury them alive today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. May go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You now add this to those prayers. Add it to the prayer I'm praying from your heart. Jericho of my father's house, blocking my promised land, catch fire! In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a wonderful time like this. We give you praise, O Lord. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Thank you because you are better than the best. You are higher than the highest. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This evening, open our understanding. As many people as are gathered here today, decree from heaven that their lives will no longer remain the same. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. As we take our Bibles. Connecting to the God of turnaround. Connecting to the God of turnaround. Can I hear the sister saying that? Brothers, can I hear you say the same thing? So I'm here this evening to announce to you that it is time for you to change position to where God wants you to change it to. It is time for you, for God to push you to a place where people will not begin to envy you. It is more glorious to be envied than to be pitied. And that will be your story in the name of Jesus. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8, connecting to the God of turnaround. It is important you listen to this message carefully. 1 Samuel 2:8. Are we there? 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8. Are we there now? Let's read together. Let's go. He raised up the poor out of the dust. And then he lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. Keep that scripture at the back of your mind. God raises from one extreme to the other. From the poor, he lifted up from the dust and made him a prince. And the same thing with the beggar. From the dungeon to the throne. In Psalm 75 now. Psalm 75. Verse 6. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Anything that must be put down for you to rise, the Lord shall put them down. In the name of Jesus. Listen to these several important statements. The change that will move your life forward is not a plastic change, but a change from the inside. The change that will move your life forward is not a plastic change, but a change from the inside. Many of what we need most is an internal deliverance. That change that will move your life forward is not plastic, but it's a change from the inside. That is statement number one. Statement number two is this. You can turn your life around. You can turn it around. God has given you some level of capacity, and the choice now belongs to you. Statement number three is this. When you get to the top, then you will become a topic. And that will be your lot in the name of Jesus. Statement number four that you need to note very well. Any man or woman who is comfortable in Egypt will never get to the promised land. It is time you become uncomfortable with the level you are now. You must not be comfortable at this level. Any man or woman who is comfortable in Egypt will not get to the promised land. Statement number five is that you can move from negativity to positivity. You can. And that's why Jesus has redeemed us with his blood. You can. Statement number six is this. The Bible is a book of turnaround. The Bible is a book of turnaround. In fact, you can safely call the Bible a turnaround book. Statement number seven. The Almighty God is a God of turnaround. And I pray that you will connect to that God tonight here in the name of Jesus. The Bible is full of turnaround stories. When you begin to look at it from Genesis, and you begin to look at the men and women that are detailed therein, the first thing you notice about those men is that they got into plenty of trouble. But as they were getting out of the trouble, the Almighty was bringing them out. The Bible is full of positive turnaround stories. That's why you can simply call it a turnaround book. It lifted the beggar out of the dunghill and set him amongst princes. He lifted the poor out of the dust, transferred him among princes. A complete turnaround. A complete turnaround. There are people sitting here tonight. If the word that God is bringing to your hand, you just conserved it. You just conserved it. The one you've gotten so far, not even an additional, they will be one of the richest people around. There are people here tonight that if this message can be clear in their spirit man, and they could pray like a wounded lion, they will move from where they are to the level where they will be a blessing to their generations. Abraham's story was the story of a turnaround. Abraham was an unknown idol worshipper in the Ur of Chaldees. This unknown idol worshipper now underwent a turnaround and he became a worshipper of the true God. So those who knew Abraham before, now seeing him now, they wondered. Say, were you the one that was doing this before? Were you the one that was doing that before? A complete turnaround had happened. I know a woman. She used to hawk things on her head 4 times per day to feed her family. That same woman now has a minimum of 7 cars. There was a day she was presenting a paper somewhere and the people were arguing. It's her. It's not her. It's her. I know her. It's her. It can't be that. The woman that hawks on our street, it can't be this one. It's her. It's not her. They began to debate. And she was looking at them. She had encountered the God of turnaround. Your promotion shall confuse your enemies. Your miracle shall become a debate. Your amen is not loud enough. Moses' story was the story of a turnaround from a murderer to a deliverer. Moses was commissioned at the age of 80. So no matter what your age is, God can still use you. God can still use you in spite of your age. Moses began to move at the age of 80. It was a story of a complete turnaround. The man that ran away from Pharaoh now came back and said, "Let my people go, that they may serve me." Pharaoh said, "I will not let them go. Let them stay here and suffer." So, well, fine. So, you shall see my face no more. Pharaoh said, "Yes." And he never saw Moses again until he perished in the Red Sea. It was a complete turnaround. Ruth in the Bible had an abominable root. But went to a foreign land. She moved from being a lonely widow to become a favored lady. God is the God of turnaround. Rahab in the Bible was a very questionable woman. She was in a questionable profession of prostitution. She had questionable integrity. But eventually she connected with the God of turnaround. Rahab eventually became the descendant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Meaning that you can start the journey of your life from the very, very wrong side of the road. But God can reposition you for a complete change. A complete change. That shall be your lot in the name of Jesus. I was in the plane one day. And this air hostess came and served all of us. She served all of us very, very quickly. And after she collected the things back very, very quickly. I said, this woman, wow, they're very quick. She now went to the vacant seat at the back, opened prayer in, and started praying. Well, I cannot recognize her. I don't know. I've never met her before. So I was going to the toilet, and I saw this woman praying from the book. I started smiling. So look at the book this woman is using here. Then somebody else saw her using the book. Now spot everything. So you see? You see, you are praying from praise. The person who wrote that book is that person. The man said, "Really? Where is he?"
He dropped the book,
ran to me. I said, "Excuse me, are you Dr. Yes. Lukoya? Are you? I said, "Yes." In fact, she rushed at me. I said, "Do you want more food? What can I give to you again?" I said, "No, it's okay." She said, "Hey." I didn't know about that. She said she was a cripple and came to a program of palm Syrians. And there was a word of knowledge. As somebody here, the enemy has arrested your two legs. Your legs have been released. So that day, they were able to pilot her home a little bit. Now that same lady, and you know the kind of ladies they employ as air hostess, that same lady that could not use her legs, and the enemy has introduced lameness into her life so that she cannot fulfill her destiny. All of a sudden, she connected with the turnaround God. And there she is now, she became an air hostess. There is somebody here today. That God shall arise for your sake. 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 In the name of Jesus. David, the Bible did not even bother to tell us who the mother of David was. Maybe the mother was even a girlfriend. The father did not consider him as one of the children. When they said, "Bring forth your children here," David was not chosen to come. If David had in his own city wanted to become a governor or something, he went for an election, his own father would not have voted for him. Because he didn't even bother to bring him out. He just bought the other ones. And when the prophet said, "No, not these ones." "So are these all your children?" "Yeah. Is the one in that place looking after the sheep. They bring him." And this ignored shepherd boy, whose father would not have voted for if he went for election, now became a deliverer king. A turnaround. Perhaps you are here tonight, and the enemy has been telling you that this level you are now, that's how you are going to die. There's no one worry your brain. Nothing good can happen again. I have another message for you. That enemy is a liar. In the name of Jesus. Esther was an orphaned refugee. A slave girl now became a queen of a man you can say is the king of the whole world. Because that time the man ruled the whole world. A slave girl became a queen for the turnaround breakthrough. Zacchaeus in the New Testament was a crook. But when he connected with the turnaround God, he became a generous giver. A generous giver. There was this terrible arm robber. Police were afraid of him. Everywhere you went in those days, it's not in Nigeria here, you see, wanted, wanted, wanted. These posters are all over the street. They're looking for him. They wanted dead or alive. Whether you kill him or you bring him, they'll give you a price. He was a terrible robber. So terrible that he can shoot with his two hands, left and right, straight. That's why police were afraid of him. But one day after a robbery operation, somebody threw a small track into his car. He looked at it, left it there. When he got home at night, he took it home. He read it. And for the first time in his life, he knelt down and cried. He cried to God. And the next morning, he packed his guns in a bag, went to the first police station. When he got to the front of the police station, and he said, "I'm so, so, and so." The police ran. All of them disappeared. He said, "I'm not here to kill today. I'm here to surrender myself." You can be the worst crook, but if you surrender to Jesus, you can still turn your life around. Paul was a persecutor of Christians, actually killing the Christians. Now the same person wrote 13 epistles and became a church planter. So you can see for yourself that these are just few examples. You can see for yourself that the Bible is a turnaround book, and God is a God of the turnaround. I know somebody in this church that was so poor in those days, she uses Omo soap for bathing. When she washes her pants underwear, she waits for it to dry before putting it on again. But now, she has connected to the God of turnaround. Now she can buy you 1 million underwear if you want. That God of Abraham, that God of Paul, that God of Moses is your God. And he can take your life and turn it around. Unfortunately, our Christianity has moved so far away from what God recommended. Many people don't actually understand that when you accept Jesus, it's a complete transformation. The ministry of Jesus was a turnaround ministry. His first miracle was to turn water to wine. A turnaround thing. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. God can bring something out of nothing. He can bring oil from flinty stone. He can bring water from stones. Luke chapter 14, verse 18. Luke 4, 18. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus reading the scripture. So the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You can call this one the manifesto of the gospel. These words are probably the most powerful turnaround verses in scripture. It is true that you might have been born in a manger, but you don't have to die in the manger. You do not have to sit where you are sitting and suffer in silence. Remember those lepers? Say, we do not well. Say, we must do something. And they moved. As they moved, God moved. What are the keys to make you connect to the God of turnaround? There are 7 keys, which I want to discuss very briefly before we now start praying turnaround prayers. If we don't finish that prayer, we'll continue next Wednesday. Glory be to the name of Jesus. This step number one for you to connect to the God of turnaround is to make God your friend. Make God your friend. Get born again. Change your kingdom. That's what it means. He says, my friends, ye are, if you do what I've commanded you. Make God your friend. You may say this is strange, saying make God your friend in the church. But plenty of churchgoers actually are waging war against the Almighty. Anytime you say, well, it's my leg, I can do what I want to do with it. It's my leg, I can go where I want to with it. It's my hands, I can use it what I want. It's my hands. But it was his hands that were nailed. It was his legs that was nailed, not yours. So you have to make him your friend. You have to ensure that your salvation is thorough and complete. It is a sad testimony of our day that many people who come to church are not born again. There are bishops that are not born again. There are general overseers that are not born again. Plenty of pastors who are not born again. Plenty of church members who are not born again. Make God your friend. Because God is not under any obligation to bless a rebellious child. That is the key number one. Key number two is genuine repentance. Genuine repentance. Every genuine turnaround starts with repentance. Repentance means it's a change of heart. The first process that God uses to turn around somebody's life is repentance. And when we say repentance, don't think about repentance in terms of sin and in terms of morals alone. Repentance goes beyond sin. It means to change your mind. Many times, people who claim that they have repented have only regretted. They are not repenting. They regret that they have been caught. Most people say, I'm sorry, I apologize. It's not repentance. When there is true repentance, you will be aware of what is wrong. You will have godly sorrow and regret. That you will accept personal responsibility for what you did wrong. That's true repentance. In true repentance, you are aware of what you've done wrong. In true repentance, you have godly sorrow and you regret it. In true repentance, you accept personal responsibility. You don't blame people. Excuse me, sir. I was the one that was playing with my breast. So you are passing the blame. It's easier to blame others than to blame yourself. We must get out of the blame game. Anybody is still blaming somebody who has not repented. A lot of what is causing sicknesses and illness amongst us, we caused it by ourselves. When you are not supposed to eat something, you are eating it. You are not supposed to do something, you are doing it. Then the sickness comes, you start praying. You need to accept responsibility for what you are doing wrong. If you don't accept responsibility that this thing that I'm doing is bad, I will not do it again, then you have not repented. If you can still be pointing fingers, you caused it. You are the one that caused it. I told you I was not interested. You are the one that caused it. You are not ready for repentance yet. So true repentance will be aware of what is wrong. It will have godly sorrow and regret. It will accept personal responsibility. Now it will undergo a change of mind. Then it will determine not to repeat it. If you want to really repent, one good way to do this, you take a Bible, write it down. I used to get angry. I do this. I do that. By taking a pen and writing it, you are accepting responsibility. Writing them down is an acknowledgement that something is wrong. It is sad that people sometimes are even not true with themselves. They are dishonest with themselves, even in secret. The problem with lack of repentance, it weakens your spiritual life. I don't know whether you have ever watched any documentary program on lions, how lions operate. Lions determine who to attack. Lions look for limping animals. They look for old animals. They try and avoid the strong ones because they could run and get themselves into trouble and they may not even catch the animal. The lion will always be the lion. Lack of repentance makes it easy for the enemy to attack you. Unfortunately, we are the major architects of most of the attacks that we get. When you are fully repentant, you drop all the destructive habits. You drop all of them. You know, habit is a very serious thing. Habit is a constant companion. Your habit can be your greatest helper or your greatest burden. Your habit can drag you down to failure or can move you forward. Your habit is completely under your control. But if you don't control it, it will become a lion to swallow you. The habit is something you have to be firm with, very firm. The habit is a servant, but can also be a master. This kind of thing, we shake ourselves loose from it when we repent. That is the second step to connect to the God of turnaround. The third step is to disconnect from our old ways. Disconnect from your old way. You must renounce all your old ways so that you can embrace the new way. You renounce all those things you've been doing in the past. You renounce and cut off all those things of the past that are holding you down. You become ashamed of those things of the past. If you see somebody who is saying, hey, you are very lucky. When I was an unbeliever, I would have showed you pepper. You should even be ashamed to refer to that time when you are an unbeliever. Disconnect from all those things that is in the past that has put you in bondage. Don't begin to use Shinam's bottle to be doing ice water when you were drunkard before. Don't use the bottle of teacher to be putting water in your fridge when you know you were hooked to this before. You go back to it. You say, I'm born again, I'm a child of God. You shouldn't have complimentary cards of your former sinner boyfriend in your handbag again. You have to burn all the bridges. All the pictures you took with your strange woman or with a strange man or with your sinner boyfriend, you are still keeping in your album. And you are looking at it and I say, what a handsome person is this one. What a pity. Destroy the picture. All the old letters. My dear apple of my hair in the garden of love. Destroy those strange letters that are just pulling your legs. One man is calling you my angel when you have never seen an angel before in your life. You shouldn't be proud of those past wrongs. Disconnect from it. When you see somebody who will say, well, you have to be born again. You have to change your way. And you say, well, I began to quote Solomon. After that, Solomon has plenty of wives. Abraham too had plenty of wives. David has plenty of wives. Those ones are not ready to disconnect yet. There are some people too you must disconnect from. Disconnect from those people whose presence will pull you back into sin. It is better to starve to death than to sell your body because of money. You must live your new life clearly. Avoid living double life. We're talking about connecting to the turnaround God. Number four, you must carry out what we call generational deliverance. You must get yourself delivered from any inherited bondage. There are some families. All of them, they like eating salt. Salt. Some families, sugar. And sicknesses are coming. You must deliver yourself from these kind of things. When you get to some environment and you see the children, you can almost predict that they are going to land where their parents landed. In some families, there is no one in living memory who has ever been financially independent. Nobody ever built any house or bought anything useful. In generational deliverance, you win back your freedom. You clear yourself from the inherited strong man. Key number five, that you take steps to renew your mind using the word of God to constantly renew your mind. Our inner man needs constant renewal by the word of God. You must know the Bible. Six, you must pray destiny inquiry prayer. Destiny inquiry prayer. Prayer to know where you are supposed to be. Because if you don't know where you're supposed to be, you won't be angry enough with the position in which you find yourself. When you pray destiny inquiry prayer and God says, son, this is where you are, that's when you become mad in the spirit, you become divinely dissatisfied. It is unfortunate that you see many kings without a palace. You see many, many, many company owners without even a job. But when you pray destiny inquiry prayers, you know where you are. The prayer could take you one night, could take you 10 nights, take you 1 week. For God to say, son, for this purpose have I called you. For this purpose did I send you into this world. One man prayed seriously one night. He was tired of his situation. He prayed until his shirt and his underwear were soaked with sweat. That, Father, I want to know the secret of my life. I want to know where I'm supposed to be. And God opened his eyes in a dream. He saw a staircase. The staircase has 43 staircases in it. 43 steps. And he found himself in 17. And on that 17th step, he sat down. He couldn't move to 18. He couldn't come down to 16. He just sat down there. The Lord said, that's where you have been for 10 years. When you're supposed to be in step 43. And the Lord said, he's 21 years behind. There are people here tonight who are behind 10 years, 5 years, 7 years, 8 years. And it can be very, very terrible. This is a very, very sad situation. And you need to change it. You pray inquiry prayer. The inquiry will tell you where you're supposed to be. Then you measure where you are, where you're supposed to be. Then you know what you do. So maybe you were crawling before. You now see that you now have to start running. Or you were running before. Well, you have to start flying now in order to make it. The tragedy of life is not that somebody dies, it's when the destiny dies. The seventh key is to cry for a change. Cry to the Almighty God for a change. He is the one who can turn your life around. These are the seven keys, beloved. I want to recommend that you take this message and listen to it over and over and over again. Especially if you want to connect to the God of turnaround. In a few minutes now, we're going to call upon that God. The Bible says, believe his prophet and you shall prosper. I want you to pray from your heart, not from your lips. Rise up on your feet now, beloved. Rise up on your feet. And all eyes closed. But you see, if you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, whatever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand and see what I'm going to say now after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Just find a way to the altar here that we can minister more to you. We're going to pray now. The prayers are for those who are tired of being tired and sick of being sick, and they are tired of where they are. They want to move. With a loud voice, louder than anyone around you, sing this song, which is a prayer, a powerful prayer. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me. Tonight, child. Hallelujah. Can you sing it again loud and clear? Remember me. Tonight. Hallelujah. Masopo kantaya boshende rabakara boka patenda. I cannot do without. Without you, I cannot live. Oh, oh Lord, oh. I cannot live without you. I cannot live without you. I cannot live without you. Oh. The God that answered my fire, that God. You will answer me, my fire. You will answer me tonight, tonight. Hallelujah. Do something great. Do something great. Tonight. Hallelujah. Sorry. Something great. Makaponda karabo sampala kaya bo shandara ba riboskoponde kaya bo shantara kapora. Do something marvelous. Do Tonight. Hallelujah. Do something new. Listen to me carefully, beloved. There are people here tonight. As a result of the prayer we want to start praying now, the testimonies that will come your way will make those who are mocking you to celebrate with you. There are people here tonight. As a result of the prayer we're going to start praying now, where nobody has ever reached in your family life, the power of God shall bring you there. There are people here tonight, and all their lives, something has always pushed them behind. All of a sudden, the unseen and powerful hand of God shall take hold of your head and lift you shoulder higher than your contemporaries. That thing they say is not possible for you, the power of the turnaround God shall make it possible. 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 Tell the Lord to forgive you of any sin that will hinder you tonight, so that you don't go home with a plastic experience. Ask him to forgive you. Whatever it is, deal with it now. Amen. One of the greatest things that can happen to any man or woman who wants to fulfill his or her destiny is for your heavens to open. When your heavens open, then your rain of blessing will now begin to fall. Sisters, are you here tonight? Sisters, say this after me the way I'm going to say my own aggressively. My heaven open. My rain of blessing fall. Can I hear the sister shouting this? Sisters, I want you to try harder. Brother, shout it loud and clear. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. That's right. My heavens open. My Lord, of blessings fall. This is not a time to keep quiet. In Jesus' name we pray. There are only three incidences in the Bible where somebody said, ask me anything. God told Solomon, ask me of anything. He asked, he received. Elijah told Elisha, ask me of anything. He to ask a double portion. He got it. The third person was that dancing girl that the king said, ask of anything. Head of John the Baptist. And he had it. You will now pray this with fire and with thunder. My Father! Do anything to turn my life around. In the name of Jesus. Anything. Basapote katekaya boshende rabokunta. Aha, 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 aha. Anything, anything. In Jesus' name we pray. I, somebody down there, you're an orphan. The Lord said I should tell you that within the next 2 weeks, testimonies that will change your life are coming your way. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. I, somebody over there too. There are some places competing with your business now. The Lord will shut them down in 10 days. So that you will arise. Aha. The Bible talks about commanded blessing. Say, I will command my blessing from above. The Bible talks about overtaking blessings. So these blessings shall overtake you. Then the Bible talks about added blessing. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these other things shall be added. That is commanded blessing. That is overtaking blessing. That is added blessing. What are those three blessings? Say it again. Can you shout it now? Can you shout louder than that? Appear in my life! In the name of Jesus! That's right! Bakapo setende keyebo shende rabakayaba. Louder, louder, that's right! In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. We now want to enter into the realm of specific, personal, specific praying. The very short time we have left, we want to spend it very, very usefully. Oh God of the turnaround! I am here. Look at me now. In the name of Jesus. Look at me now. Bakasependa ya boshende rabokonte yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this exactly the way I'm going to say my own. Star hunters, assign against me. Yeah! In the name of Jesus, deal with the star hunters. Bokatese pende kaya boshende rabokonte aba. Nana ribo sepende kaya boshente raba. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers assigned to make my life useless. Can you shout it with boiling anger? There! In the name of Jesus, deal with that power now. In Jesus' name we pray. Set my breakthroughs from the four corners of the earth. Look at me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your right hand on your head now. Makaponta ribosande kantea. Ripia ni katende kambola kaya bushanda. Father, I speak unto the life of all your children that are gathered here. I speak unto their lives. I speak unto their destinies. I speak unto their spirit man. That right there where you are, whether it is convenient for your enemy or not, whether the devil likes it or not, move to your next level. Move, 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 in the name of Jesus. And any power that is pushing down your head, saying that you will not rise, I command the power to be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. Glory of God. Manifest in the life of your people there. Manifest, 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 manifest. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.